Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. And if it does add value, it would mean the world to us if you would share with a friend or to rate and review our show. It makes a big difference. I was recently at a client meeting and the conversation of their house came up. And this is a conversation that we've had a couple times. And where the rubber meets the road with this couple is that they don't love their current house. They just don't. It doesn't fit the rhythm of their family, and the rooms are not placed in such a way that's conducive to their little kids. There's several things about the house they don't love. They're okay being there, but they don't love it. They don't think they want to be here for a long time. And the conversation took the shape in this meeting of, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to stay in this house and dump a bunch of money into it to make it more livable? Are we going to go build a house? Are we going to go buy a different house? If we buy a different house, is it going to be a much bigger house? Or is it just going to be different than the way our current house is laid out? And where is it going to be? Is it going to be on this side of town or that side of town? Are we going to do it next year? Or are we going to do it 3 years from now? There's a lot of pieces to this conversation. And they're all very important considerations. And as the conversation meandered through the different nuances, the point that I tried to make to them was this. It's okay not to know. It's okay not to know the answers to these questions. You don't have to know these answers today. The answers to these questions does not materially change your next step. Your next step is really clear. Your next step is we need to start getting into the habit of every single month setting aside money for your house. What you do with that money will be dictated by the answers to those questions, which do not need to be answered today. If you're putting money, and that's why we have a designated sinking fund for this, it's called a house fund. And every month they put money into their house fund. That's what they need to do. They've been doing it, but they need to do it more because they know that something's going to change. Something has to change. So they can put money into it month after month after month. And then depending on the answers to these questions, that will determine where does this money actually go. Is it going to go towards renovations? Is it going to go towards buying some land? Is it going to go towards increasing a down payment on a future house? Is it going to be saving up to do some renovations on a future house they buy? Who knows? That's not what's important. What's important is they understand something is out into the future, and just knowing a vague version of it, that's enough to tell them that they have to start preparing now. And this is such a big mistake that people make. This is very typical. People, they don't know what they want to do, so they do nothing. But then they know what they want to do, and it's kind of too late. Now, it's never really too late. But if you want to get really prepared for something, we need to prepare. We need to give ourselves time. So here's what most people do. A house is a great example. Car is probably the poster child example of all of it. Here's how it plays out typically. People, they wake up one day and they're like, you know, I need a car and I need it right now and I'm going to go get it. So they drive to the lot, they negotiate a trade-in with their current vehicle, they sign the papers, they walk out, they have a vehicle and they have a big fat new payment. And then they'll say, well, I didn't have a choice. I didn't have any money. This was my choice. I needed a car, and I went and I got a car. And that's where I think about it, and I look at it and say, well, we need to have that conversation with ourselves 1 year earlier 18 months earlier, 2 years earlier, if you know you're going to need a new car, and by the way, we all do, every single one of us will need a different vehicle at some point. All of us. No car is going to drive forever. Some feel like they'll drive forever, but they're not all going to drive forever. We know we're going to need a car. We don't know what it's going to be or when it's going to be, but we do know it's coming. And if we know it's coming, we need to start preparing. Every single month for 19 years, I've put money into a car fund. And this car fund is used to pay for my repairs, which happen all the time. Money goes into the account. I use it for repairs. When it's time to upgrade our vehicles, there's money in there. We make a decision and we upgrade them, and it doesn't interrupt our life. Nor do we make a decision to put ourselves in a bad financial spot. Because we have to prepare for the things we don't yet know. I know my wife and I will need new cars eventually. What we buy and when we buy it, that's in question. But between now and then, we will just prepare ourselves. And you can apply the same thing to everything. You can apply it to travel. I've had a lot of clients that have a ton of credit card debt, and it was because they had to buy a trip. Had to, quote, air quote, they had to buy a trip. They didn't have the money for it, and they put it on the card and decided they'll pay it later. And then life happens. I don't always know when I'm going to travel, but I do know I'm going to travel. I know I want to travel. So every month, it's in our budget. We set money aside for travel. And then people will say things like, you know, Travis, it must be nice that you were able just to travel to Asia. It must be nice to be able to do that. Well, the truth is, we've been planning for this for a long time. It was our first trip abroad in 4 years since COVID. We've been preparing. We never knew what it was going to look like or when, but we prepare. And next month we prepare. And the month after that we prepare. It was the same way in my old career. I always knew I was going to leave that career and do a different career. I always knew that. I never knew what it was going to be, and I never knew when it was going to be. If I'm honest with myself, I thought I would probably be in that career for another 10 years before I did something different. But here we are. It happened. Along the way, we prepared ourselves. We prepared ourselves for the thing we didn't yet know, but we knew it was something out into the future. This is the same conversation we have with families who have a spouse that may want to stay home. You can't just wake up one day and say, I want to stay home with the kids, and then pull the plug on your job and expect everything to go smooth. That's typically not how it works. But I also, it saddens me when somebody says, I want to stay home, and then they can't. They have put themselves in a position where they literally cannot do it. It doesn't work financially. And that was a big thing. When my wife and I, when we were dating even, she made it known that she wanted to stay home with kids someday. And I shared in that vision. We prepared. We prepared by getting out of debt. We prepared by crafting a lifestyle that was conducive to her not having to work. We made decisions every step of the way, preparing for someday, if she could stay home, to stay home. And that's exactly what happened. Now, parents, you probably know as well as I do that the journey to become a parent is not as simple as they make it sound in fifth grade science class. It sounds really simple. You decide to have a family and you're going to have a family. But that's not how it works. Life happens. My wife and I went through a brutal fertility journey, and it took 5 years to become parents. Life is so unknown. It's so uncertain. Even the best laid plans will blow up in our face at times. And that's why I believe in this concept so much. that we have to prepare ourselves for the thing we don't quite yet know, but we kind of know. And as you're listening to this, I think you probably have one or two things in your head that you know, but you don't yet know. But you know. You know. Those are the things right there, that thing that immediately popped into your head. Start putting money aside for that. It doesn't have to be a lot, but make it a habit every month. Do something. If you know you're going to replace your car, put some money aside. If you know you're going to buy a house, put some money aside. If you know you're going to buy that engagement ring, put some money aside. If you know you're going to leave your job, start preparing, start putting some money aside, start making some decisions to restructure your lifestyle. When we do these things, it takes attention out of our financial life. We're never going to take all the tension out, but we can take some. And some makes all the difference in the world. So I hope that helps. I hope it gives you just something to think about. And I hope that you take that one or two things that you know in your life, you know, but you don't know, but you kind of know. I hope you act on those. And I think you'll thank yourself later if you do. That's all I have for today. If you'd like to reach us outside of the podcast, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on TikTok, in YouTube, in our Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. You can find my daily blog delivered right to your inbox. That's in the show notes as well. You can find us on Instagram or me, Travis Shelton, on Instagram. And of course, our resources and our online courses are at meaningover.money. For some of you, that may be a great next step, but if not, that's okay. We're just glad that you're here, and we hope this podcast continues to add value to your journey. Take care, guys.